Anuradha Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some individuals process the world primarily through auditory channels, language, tone, inner dialogue, and sound. Others are strongly visual, learning and experiencing life through imagery, symbolism, or spatial recognition. Still others are kinesthetic, processing through sensation, movement, and emotional resonance. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, structure, discipline, and associated with Mitra, the deity of devotion and friendship, leans strongly toward kinesthetic and auditory processing. These natives are deeply emotional but controlled, internally intense, externally composed. Their minds often absorb experience through body memory, emotional undercurrents, and subtle tone rather than overt information. However, when stabilized or creatively engaged, their visual side may emerge, especially through symbolic pattern recognition, astrology, music, or emotionally charged imagery. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses help shape which sensory filter dominates their cognition. If Saturn is in the 1st or 3rd house, the processing leans toward kinesthetic with emotional regulation. These individuals learn through repetition, stillness, and embodied memory. In Anuradha, Saturn gives them the ability to absorb emotional or social cues deeply, though they often keep their response internal. If Saturn is in the 10th, they manage emotional intensity through action. They are known for composure under pressure, channeling emotion into focused output. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, auditory processing rises to the surface. These natives think in words, patterns of speech, or internal conversation. In Anuradha, Mercury adds the capacity to decode tone, meaning, or subtext. They often hear more than is said. If Mercury is in the 10th, this auditory awareness becomes professional. They may become communicators, counselors, or tacticians who use silence and words with equal skill. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the style is deeply kinesthetic emotional. These individuals absorb feelings through the body, tension, warmth, fear, trust, and hold on to emotional memory. In Anuradha, Moon adds softness to Saturn's reserve. They process through deep feeling, but often behind the scenes. If Moon is in the 10th, this somatic intelligence informs how they lead. They know when to act based on what they feel in the atmosphere, even if they don't articulate it. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, the processing expands toward visual symbolic cognition. These individuals absorb beauty, harmony, or universal themes through symbolic sight, often connecting emotionally to visuals, sacred patterns, or intuitive imagery. In Anuradha, this translates into spiritual or creative expression. They may understand complex emotional truths through metaphor, astrology, or visual art. If Venus is in the 10th, this becomes public. They bring harmony, design, or visual clarity to emotionally sensitive work. If K2 is in the 1st or 5th house, the processing becomes non-linear and intuitive. These natives absorb through psychic flashes, emotional vibration, or karmic echo. In Anuradha, K2 intensifies their emotional depth and detachment simultaneously. They may know something deeply, but struggle to explain it logically. If K2 is in the 10th, they may operate in roles that require energetic discernment, healing, spiritual guidance, or subtle leadership. Anuradha's cognitive style is defined by emotional depth, inner sensitivity, and somatic awareness. They often process quietly but thoroughly, absorbing the tone beneath the words, the energy beneath the form. Their growth lies in trusting their inner knowing while learning how to express it clearly. When balanced, Anuradha becomes a master of emotional intelligence, able to sense, interpret, and act with wisdom, all while moving through life with quiet precision and soul-level insight. Anuradha Nakshatra, motivation, direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are driven to a goal, seeking growth, connection, truth, or mastery. Others are motivated away from something, acting to avoid pain, rejection, chaos, or emotional vulnerability. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, discipline, emotional restraint, and associated with Mitra, loyalty, devotion, tends to lean toward an away-from-motivation style. These natives are highly attuned to emotional undercurrents and are often driven by a need to avoid betrayal, disconnection, or loss of control. Their outward discipline masks deep inner intensity, and many of their choices stem from a desire to protect what they feel too deeply to easily express. However, when supported by purpose, faith, or secure relationships, a Narada can shift into a towards orientation, especially in devotion-based goals or spiritual growth. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th houses reveal whether they act more from preservation or pursuit. If Saturn is in the 1st, 6th, or 10th house, the motivation is clearly away from, rooted in duty, fear of failure, or karmic caution. These individuals often act to avoid disappointment or emotional exposure. In Anurada, Saturn reinforces boundaries. They seek stability, consistency, and control. If Saturn is in the 10th, this may manifest as career-driven stoicism. They rise steadily, motivated to avoid chaos or criticism more than to seek glory. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, motivation shifts toward proactive towards, especially in structured or disciplined environments. These individuals are driven to overcome obstacles, prove themselves, or protect others through action. In Anurada, Mars tempers emotional sensitivity with boldness. They act in service of what they believe in. If Mars is in the 10th, they channel this into leadership. They move toward achievement with quiet force, often under pressure. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, motivation is deeply emotional and protective, often away from. These individuals act to avoid emotional rejection, instability, or feeling unseen. In Anurada, the Moon amplifies vulnerability. They may pull away before others can wound them. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional motivation shows publicly. They work hard to gain recognition, but it's often rooted in a need to feel safe, loved, or emotionally anchored. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the motivation becomes purpose-driven towards. These individuals are guided by belief, meaning, and spiritual growth. In Anurada, Jupiter helps elevate emotional caution into wisdom. They move forward not recklessly, but faithfully. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they lead with quiet confidence, motivated by their principles and a desire to serve something greater than themselves. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the motivation becomes amplified towards, often with urgency. These individuals seek transformation, power, or identity through visible achievement. In Anurada, Rahu adds ambition to Saturn's restraint. They push forward even while battling inner resistance. If in the 10th, they are often seen as driven professionals, rising through intensity, yet still seeking emotional safety in what they build. Anurada's core motivation is to preserve what matters: loyalty, love, stability, and inner truth. Their instinct is often to retreat, reflect, or build walls, but their soul longs to move towards something sacred. Their growth comes in learning that protection and progress are not opposites, that it's possible to move forward without losing what they value most. When balanced, Anurada becomes a steady flame, quietly lit, fiercely loyal, and unwaveringly devoted to purpose, even when no one is watching. Anurada Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some individuals naturally direct their attention inward, consistently monitoring their thoughts, emotions, and inner state. Others direct their attention outward, staying tuned to the behaviors, needs, and emotional signals of others. Anurada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, self-discipline, containment, and associated with Mitra, loyalty, harmony, friendship, leans toward an others-focused attention style, especially in relational and emotional environments. These natives are deeply attuned to interpersonal dynamics, often reading emotional nuance, shifts in tone, and subtle cues from those around them. However, under emotional pressure or when feeling misunderstood, they can sharply retreat into self-focused introspection, processing everything in solitude before re-engaging. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence how this dance between internal and external awareness plays out. If Saturn is in the 1st or 4th house, attention is largely self-directed, but in a guarded, reflective way. These individuals are hyper-aware of their emotional landscape, motivations, and vulnerabilities. In Anurada, Saturn intensifies self-observation. They track their responses carefully and rarely act without internal permission. If Saturn is in the 10th, this inner monitoring carries into public life. They may appear measured and composed, always watching themselves in roles of responsibility or visibility. If Moon is in the 1st, 4th, or 7th house, the attention shifts toward others, particularly in emotional or relational contexts. These individuals naturally feel what others feel, often absorbing emotional undercurrents. In Anuradha, Moon brings a sensitive attunement. They may adjust their mood or behavior to maintain harmony, even at the cost of their own emotional needs. If Moon is in the 10th, this other's awareness becomes professional. They may be adept at managing social dynamics, leading with emotional intelligence and subtle empathy. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, attention leans outward, especially through mental and communicative engagement. These natives observe how others speak, respond, and think, often adapting their words or ideas accordingly. In Anuradha, Mercury sharpens perception. They are thoughtful listeners, capable of reading subtext and tone. If in the 10th, their ability to monitor others becomes a tool in their public or career roles, they may be strategists, advisors, or calm communicators who command trust through awareness. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, attention is generally self-directed, guided by inner philosophy, principles, or personal growth. These individuals are less concerned with approval and more focused on internal alignment. In Anuradha, Jupiter provides a steady inner compass. They may look outward to guide or teach, but their choices are usually filtered through personal belief and value. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this self-rooted awareness translates into leadership. They model integrity, staying focused on what's meaningful rather than what's reactive. If Rahu is in the 1st or 7th house, attention becomes intensely others-focused or self-obsessed, depending on placement. In the 1st, the native may be highly conscious of how they appear, constantly recalibrating based on external response. In the 7th, the obsession flips. They become fixated on relationships, power dynamics, or how others affect their sense of identity. In Anuradha, Rahu magnifies emotional sensitivity. They're often deeply affected by what others project, leading them to either over-accommodate or withdraw. Anuradha's attention pattern is devotional, sensitive, and relationally intelligent. These natives are masters at sensing others, often offering loyalty, support, or silence when words won't do. But their true growth lies in balancing external empathy with internal truth. When they learn to listen inward as deeply as they listen outward, they become powerful empaths and protectors, those who serve from emotional clarity, not just emotional instinct. When integrated, Anuradha embodies focused presence, attuned to others, yet firmly rooted in self-awareness. Anuradha Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals grasp life in big chunks, absorbing overarching themes, symbolic truths, and broad emotional or spiritual meaning. Others prefer little chunks, processing reality through details, step-by-step logic, and careful sequencing. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, structure, patience, and associated with Mitra, friendship, loyalty, leans toward a little chunk understanding style. These natives are naturally reflective, emotionally cautious, and methodical in how they learn and integrate information. They prefer to build clarity layer by layer, often needing to feel emotionally safe and intellectually grounded before fully absorbing deeper meaning. However, once inner trust or spiritual maturity develops, they are capable of expanding into big picture insights, especially in matters of devotion, psychology, or karmic growth. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses help determine whether they stay focused on the pieces or rise into the full pattern. If Saturn is in the 1st, 3rd, or 10th house, the cognitive style is strongly little chunk, grounded, structured, and built through disciplined repetition. These individuals process carefully, preferring to test ideas against real experience. In Anuradha, Saturn brings a quiet mental resilience. They don't rush comprehension, but once they understand something, it becomes part of their core. If Saturn is in the 10th, this manifests publicly. They are seen as steady, thoughtful, and reliable thinkers who build trust through depth, not speed. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the mind is analytical and detail-focused. These individuals enjoy sorting, editing, and categorizing information. In Anuradha, Mercury sharpens their mental precision. They often track emotional and verbal nuance, noticing subtle shifts others miss. If in the 10th, they may work in fields requiring exact communication, emotional intelligence, or technical mastery, building a reputation as quiet problem solvers. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, Understanding is emotionally layered, often preferring little chunks filtered through personal memory or feeling. These individuals take time to digest, needing emotional resonance before committing something to awareness. In Anuradha, Moon adds sensitivity. They may take longer to learn, but their understanding is profound and relational. If in the 10th, this becomes part of their leadership style, they lead from wisdom that's felt, not just taught. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the view broadens toward big chunk comprehension. These natives are capable of seeing spiritual arcs, moral patterns, or symbolic meaning beyond the immediate. In Anuradha, Jupiter brings an aspirational layer. They may start with caution, but grow into expansive understanding through study, devotion, or mentorship. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they blend the detailed with the philosophical, becoming teachers, counselors, or ethical leaders who can zoom out without losing touch with the emotional and human elements. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the understanding style becomes non-linear and intuitive. These natives process in flashes, often through inner knowing rather than logic. In Anuradha, Ketu adds a mystical quality. They may not explain how they know, but their insights carry emotional and karmic weight. If in the 10th, they may have a quiet, almost psychic reputation, seen as wise beyond words or as guides who intuit what others need without spelling it out. Anuradha's true cognitive gift lies in its emotional precision and inner sequencing. These natives prefer to build understanding from the inside out, step by step, feeling by feeling. Their growth comes in learning to trust the process, knowing that clarity doesn't need to be fast to be lasting. When balanced, Anuradha becomes a quiet powerhouse of insight, capable of holding both the thread and the tapestry, grounded in the moment, but always aware of what it's connected to.